Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. The final hour of Beach and Company. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. 51 more minutes. Sandy and Tony return tomorrow. I'll be there as well. We'll talk to you then. Talked about the convention center the first 2 hours, but this hour, I would like to address newspapers in America. All right. I wasn't going to do this. This really only jumped to my attention 8 o'clock this morning when Randy Bushover brought the papers all around the to all the different stations, all around the studios. And, you know, first thing I do, all right, lead story from the New York Times, House Democrats told to concentrate on healthcare and economy. Ooh, another topic right there. Flipped it over. All right, let's see what we got here. Wait a minute. $2 for the paper? $2 for this paper. And the last time I did a paper show was one of the first shows I ever did filling in for Sandy. People were talking about how thin the paper's gotten. It is really thin. Looking at the front page here, not much to it. In $2 for this paper. On Sunday, it's $4 for a paper that by the time it's in your hands, 25% of the stuff in the paper outdated. Are the papers pricing themselves out of existence? Now, Sandy talked about this a few weeks ago. I will say about the paper, there are positives. You can go more in-depth with a story in the newspaper. I've always been a fan of beginning of the season preview pages in the paper. For the Buffalo News, there's Sabres and Bills preview pages. The USA Today still does an awesome college football preview and MLB preview. I make sure I have that paper every year. And I keep that sports section with the preview in it throughout the season. It's got a lot of stuff you can refer to. Prospects, schedules, all that stuff. Predictions. So then when the Mets do better than what they predicted, I can point it out and laugh at it. Like we did this season with the Bills, Frank. We can point to USA Today's two-win prediction and laugh at it since they were in the playoffs. So I do like that aspect of the newspaper. You can do more in-depth things than, say, television news. Then a regular story here on the radio side of things. Now, we can go in-depth with our shows and stuff like that. But, you know, real in-depth analysis of stories that might not be in the front page of or the top story on radio or on TV. Well, in the paper, they can go in-depth with it. And I think they need to look more into that. But You look at this newspaper, okay? And on the front page, now I'm going to say something Sandy says all the time. On the front page, I see an article out of Bloomberg News, and I see an article out of the New York Times. Both articles I can read for free on those websites. The Buffalo News, it's $2 to buy this paper, and I can't access the article online. One thing I think the Buffalo News could do, if you're going to charge $2 for this paper, $2 a day for the paper, then right on the bottom of the paper where it says $2 and it has a barcode, there should also be a code for the person who bought that paper that they can go online and get the updated version of every story for 24 hours. Or until midnight that day, right? So say I bought today's Monday paper. I should be able to, on the bottom of the page or inside one of the pages, see a code, go online, type that code in, and have access to the articles from this paper online until midnight. So if there's any kind of update or something that needed to be changed in the article, I have access to it. Then you know what? Maybe we're getting closer to it being worth the $2. But right now, for $2, for articles that I can get online for free, Bloomberg News, I can read that article on their website for free right now. I'd like to know what you think. Is the paper, and I don't mean just the Buffalo News. I mean papers in general. You see medium market papers shutting down, papers that have been distributed for years, for decades, out of business? Are they pricing themselves out? And is there something the newspaper industry can do to stay in business? I'll tell you what I think they need to do. I think the code thing is one idea if you want $2 a paper. But I think in the next 10 years, you're going to need something even more drastic. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And let me tell you, the paper, $2 a copy. Now, my one solution is to put a code on the paper that gets you internet access for the rest of that day. So you get the updated article, okay? If something breaks in the story you're reading, you can go online and get the revised version of that. Or number two, stop printing a paper and go full digital. And during the break, Frank looked at subscriptions, $15 a month, a lot cheaper than $2 a day, if you go to the store and buy one. It's still a local paper. You would have local writers. And you would be all digital. People, I mean, they are digital now. So why do we still have the actual paper? It's just a little dated. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, dear. This is very good. I used to work for a family-owned newspaper, you know, like a community newspaper.
Okay.
And I'm an advocate for this, and I subscribe to the Buffalo News, because what you're saying now is what's killing the papers. These papers, like the Gannett and all these papers are going bankrupt because the paper used to be big and fat because of advertising. No advertising, and that's where you get this, you know, subscribing. I don't have one of those devices, and I don't want to read my news electronically. I want to pick up a paper and see the whole story in depth and go back to it, not just pick it up and sit there with that stupid device in my hand for hours.
But Mary, can I say this? All the advertising, though, could go to the digital, where they might be able to make the money they were making on the ads in the paper.
No, the fact is, people, you're encouraging more of this distractive. People aren't talking. If you have a paper, you can sit there and you can read the story in depth. And granted, you have to make a decision when you read the article. But if you read an article in depth, you can pick out, point out what, like, in kids. I volunteer and help out kids, and like in second graders and stuff. And what they do is they learn to read. When they learn to read an article or something, they have to put it. They divide it, and on the top they put fact and opinion. And they're supposed to read the article and circle what is a fact and what is opinion. You on this stupid device, you're going to sit there and you're going to be looking at it and concentrating. You're not seeing the people around you, humanity. You're not talking to another human being. You can discuss the article. That's what I don't like, is the fact is it's taking more and more away from people. You can form your own opinion. You have your opinion page, but you can submit your opinion and write a letter or whatever. But the bottom line is, what's killing these papers is nobody is buying anything, because where are the schools? Where are the journalists? Where are the kids in journalism learning how to be a good reporter, good news person? I don't, you know, it's before, now it's all, you know, big stars. You have to be a big star, a big story, instead of just getting the facts first and getting the story out right the first. Of course, it takes a little longer, but you have the truth, you have the whole story, and people can decide. But I don't like this glancing and just sliding your news in front of you, and then you can get distracted, or it's just electronically. If you want to sit down, you have to either sit and read and concentrate all your effort on the paper, not with a device in your hand. All of a sudden something pops up, you got a call to take, or you have to text somebody, and you get interrupted. Here, it's right there in front of you, the whole story.
All right, Mary, thank you for the call. Mary in Lancaster opens a line for you. I'll say this. I think less and less people are going to want to read the physical paper. Now, it may be for what Mary said, but I think it's because there are so many options online to get the updated version of a story. There's other ways other than online. Exhibit A, what you're listening to right now. You want the most updated version of any story. It's going to be on this radio station. We can bring it to you as it breaks. The benefit of going digital with the newspaper, and I mean full digital, is they can constantly update their articles. I understand some people like having the paper to read on the plane, the paper to read on the train, but most of us now have a smartphone with all of our favorite apps on it. If we want to read the paper, it's easier for us to just open the app and find the article we want. And for $2 a paper, I'd much rather be reading it on my phone at $15 a month. So why do we still have the physical copy? And you can make like special reasons to have the physical copy, right? Like the day after Election Day, always a memorable paper. There are people who collect that paper. All right, maybe you print on that day. NFL, NHL, MLB previews, maybe you print on that day. But for Buffalo, and maybe Sunday is always a hard copy. But for Buffalo to have a daily hard copy paper, maybe it's time for Monday through Saturday to be full digital. Maybe that's just the millennial in me. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go down to Texas and talk to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, here's kind of an example. It's like when you go to the store and you want something from the store, but they're like, nah, we can get it for you online or something to that. Maybe that's a poor example. So, okay, last night, in Midland, Texas, about an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes from here, there was a shooting between biker gangs, which to me sounds interesting. So I wanted to read the article. Now, if I bought the paper, I'm going to get the bare minimum, if it's even in the paper at all. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to Midlands, you know, whatever their news agency is out there, one of them anyway, and look at what happened. I'm going to be able to get that information in real time as it comes in, or at least the information that they already have. I don't have to wait until tomorrow to go buy a paper. It's going to be 24 hours too late with the information that's already been put out on the internet that I can get for free. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I get what Mary's saying, but I don't get what Mary's saying, because, like, if you're reading the paper, your phone can still ring. You can still have interruptions. If you're not a good person at paying attention to what you're focusing on at that moment, you got ADHD or something like that.
I am the worst at paying attention. And like you said, if my phone rings, even if I'm reading the physical newspaper, I'm putting the paper down and answering the phone.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't see the difference. To me, like I said, you get one paper, you get one option, you have, you know, local opinion pieces from people. If I want to read opinion pieces, I'll go to Amazon and look at the reviews of Random Objects, and you can get full-blown articles about a lamp on that. You know, if I'm, where I'm looking for facts, you get, I don't know how many apps you can get on your phone for news agencies. I have a select few that I like, I trust, I read. And, you know, there's different points or different, you know, takes on things that happen throughout the day. You're basically another example would be, we have a couple different news agencies in Lubbock, but one of them didn't report that, you know, Lubbock's not like a super crime-ridden city. It's far and few between, and it's usually isolated to a certain area. One news agency didn't report, you know, that some dude tried to break into a house and ended up firing a round off through the dude's window when he got, you know, approached by the guy or confronted by the homeowner. Another news agency did. If you're just buying one single paper, like I said, you're getting what they choose to put in that paper for that day, and that's it. You're limiting yourself as far as options go. I think that makes you less informed.
Yeah,
more informed.
And in 2020, when you have, like you said, all of these different agencies, all of these different ways to consume news, don't you want to consume the latest up-to-date news, not something that was printed at 11 o'clock last night?
And on the same token, too, this ain't take, I'm sure Buffalo has great writers and very educated people that are piecing these articles together and everything like that, but, you know, one person's take from a local entity isn't going to be the same as somebody from a Nationals or vice versa. It's not about whose is better or worse, but sometimes you're going to get more information from the national, sometimes you'll get more from the local. But either way, I mean, if you just limit yourself to one person's take on what they're talking about, then, again, you're limiting yourself to what that person has to say about it. Maybe they didn't do research as well as they should have, or maybe they didn't, whatever. I just feel like if you're not caught up with today's day and age where you do have to, you know, kind of keep up with technology and the information that's constantly being reproduced or updated, you know, that newspaper, well, it's all, you know, sentimental and cool to sit at the table with your paper.
Yeah. Terry, great points. We're up against the break, man. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. We're a few seconds late, but now let's go to Mr. Tom Puckett.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
An oldie but goodie by Brad Paisley online. I think that was back, that might have been back when I was in middle school, maybe early years of high school. One of my all-time favorite country songs. It is Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach, the final stretch. Sandy is back tomorrow, 9 a.m. We will talk to you then with him and Tony. Right now we're talking newspapers and... let me tell you, obviously, most people listening disagree with me, which I love. I love that. It gets everyone talking. It gets a lot of interaction on the text board, 3930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. One person says, no, everyone does not have a smartphone. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And I didn't say tomorrow the Buffalo News should go digital. I said in the next 10 years, and I think in 10 years, everyone will have a smartphone. Frank, save that cut in 10 years. We'll see if I was right. We'll play it back. But I do think in 10 years, and we'll just have more integrated. You know, we're looking at the Buffalo News. You're looking at any newspaper. And for a lot of the articles, I'm looking at the front page today. A lot of these things, don't you want the most up-to-date version of that article? That's where my complaint comes from. That's where my reasoning for, I paid $2 for this paper. I want the most up-to-date news. It's very easy to integrate this entire paper into an app. Now, I'm not going to lie. It is cool holding the paper. You know, I feel like an adult. I do feel like an adult with the paper, looking at the ads, looking at all the articles. But I'm just saying, in 2020, we can get updated news just like that. I get updated news sent to my phone because I favored News Radio 930 WBEN on the radio.com app. You like that? A little self-promotion. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Eva Doyle. Eva, good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Joe. First of all, you know, I call Sandy from time to time, and I've been listening to you, and I enjoy your program. I don't always agree, but I do enjoy your show, and you're doing a good job.
I appreciate that. That means a lot, Eva. Thank you.
Yes. I'm calling as a newspaper columnist. My column, Eye on History, is 41 years old this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It has never missed a week for 41 years being published in Buffalo. I write for the Criterion, which is the oldest black newspaper in the city. It's 95 years old. But I also have been writing for the news. I have a series of articles in the news this month for February because, as you know, February is Black History Month. and I'm considered to be an authority on Black history. So I just want to say I appreciate the opportunity to write for the news. Every Sunday, you can find my column, you can see my picture, because I write about the little-known facts of Black history that people don't know about. So I appreciate that. But I do have to say this. I'm a senior citizen, Joe, and I'm trying to get up to date on all this new technology, and I've been writing for a long time. In a few weeks, I'm going to be on YouTube. I use my Facebook page. I use my website. I read on Kindle, but I have to admit, I prefer to have a book in my hand. I prefer to have a newspaper in my hand. And I've written for 7 national newspapers. But it's just that feeling I have to just hold a paper. So I understand what you're saying. And I have to say that as a senior citizen, I'm trying to catch up with you all millennials. I'm trying to get better in terms of using technology. But I hope people will read my column. They will find out things they don't know. And that's what I do. I educate through my column, Joe. And I like to have the paper. And I know it's on the way, newspapers, like you say. And in years to come, they're going to have to make some changes. I do agree with that. Because as an old columnist, I'm making changes now. Thank you so much, Joe, and you have a good day.
Eva, thank you so much, and thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it. That is Eva Doyle. Make sure you check out her articles in the Buffalo News and also in the Criterion. You can find her column, Eye on History, which is celebrating its 42nd year. That's awesome. That is awesome. I am just like Eva when it comes to reading books. Even though I'm 31, I'm trying to get back into reading books. I think maybe it'll help my my concentration. Because as I mentioned with Terry, I kind of dart all over the place when I'm talking. Frank could probably tell you, I'm never looking at one thing. I'm always just all over the place. So I'm trying to read books, and I am 100% on board with what Eva said. When I'm reading a book, I want the book. I cannot concentrate reading on a Kindle. I cannot concentrate reading on my phone. I agree with what Eva said and with what Mary said about when your phone rings and if you're looking at something on your phone. But I'm looking at it this way. I want up-to-date news. I want articles that are updated, not something that is the news from last night at midnight or at 1 this morning. And that is where the newspaper is going to lose out. And to another texter who said there is a paywall on Bloomberg and the New York Times, that texter is right. But the two articles in this newspaper that I referenced from Bloomberg and from New York Times are in other newspapers that don't have a firewall. I looked them up on Google and could find them without needing any kind of subscription. So yes, you are paying $2 for a paper that includes materials you can get free online. That is a fact. 803-0930, star 930. Thank you so much, Eva Doyle, for calling in. When we get back, we will get to you here on WBEN. Frank and I were having a very interesting conversation off air, talking about how long could the Buffalo News really go with having a hard copy? And I said, I think within the next 10 years, the Buffalo News, if it continues, and I do think it will, it'll be a digital-only paper at the end of this decade. I don't think that's the same for, say, the New York Times or the USA Today, just because we are talking about papers that go all over the country. So I think in 10 years, you'll see papers in markets like Buffalo. They'll still be around because there's still a need for them. But I do think they will be digital only at the end of this decade. And then USA Today, New York Times, papers like that, it might take another decade. And let me tell you, it'll be disappointing when I wake up on the road at a Hampton Inn and I open my door and there's not a USA Today there. All right, but we all have to make sacrifices as technology starts to take over. And again, we do benefit. I know a lot of people on the text board telling me that my millennial arrogance is showing, a texter a few minutes ago said, but it does benefit us as well, having the most updated story. Now, there are portions of the paper that are just for insight and are just, as Eva's article, educational and informational. Well, those kind of articles aren't going to update. So those are great to have in hard copy, in a paper. And that's why I said, when the Buffalo News goes all digital, they probably will still have a hard copy on Sunday. Number one, it's the most read paper of the week. Number two, there are a lot of things in that paper that don't get, that don't have to get updated. So I think in 10 years, Frank, again, put this in the Joe Beamer History Cut for our End of the Decade show in 2029. If the paper is all digital by 2029, I do think the Sunday paper will still be a hard copy and probably will for a long time. Again, this is just my opinion. Let's hear what you have to say. Let's go to Elma and talk to Rick. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right, Rick. What do you think about the newspaper?
Well, you go back to October of 2018, and at the time, the Buffalo News had its first losing quarter after 41 consecutive profitable quarters. 3.5 years of profit, and they have one losing quarter. They immediately get rid of dozens and dozens from the local payroll and hurt our economy, and answer that by increasing the price of the subscription by 34%. So now you fast forward here, and recently, just getting my newest bill, a quarterly subscription goes from $77 to $111, a 43% increase, as the paper just continues to just become a New York Times, Washington Post, smaller and smaller. They don't even carry local stock listings anymore, which was amazing when it was owned by Warren Buffett that he would even think that a newspaper wouldn't have that in it. But the fact is, I guess I just wonder, you know, the Buffalo News is now sold out. Warren has washed his hands of it. And I'm wondering with this group that bought the paper now, what their plans are going to be. But it's going to be without me for the first time in decades. And I'm older. I enjoy my morning paper with a cup of coffee, and I always have. But as of the end of March, when my 3-month subscription runs out, I'm done for good. I'm not paying $444 a year for what has just become absolutely a poor publication that's out of price range. So,
well, Rick, thank you for thanks for the call. So your answer is it is pricing, in your opinion, pricing itself right out of existence.
Without a doubt, 77% in less than a year and a half. What else has gone up 77%, Joe?
Great question, Rick. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
That is Rick in Elma. And yeah, $111 for a quarter. Again, and I like I said, there's a lot of positives to the news. So I don't want to sit here and just say that the Buffalo News is an awful publication. They have articles that have some great insight, right? And they go in depth and all of that. There are good things. My English today. There are good things about having a local paper. And I'm not saying to get rid of the local paper, but maybe the next answer is digital. Rick and Elma has had the paper for decades. Starting in March, he's either going to have to read the articles on his phone with his morning cup of coffee, or that routine will change because the paper's just gotten too expensive for him. Here's a question I have for you. Do they still have the paper things on the corner of the street where you put in the quarters and take out the paper? Because who's carrying 8 quarters with them to buy the $2 paper? There used to be one of these machines on the corner of Yorktown in Harlem in Amherst. That's when the paper was 50 cents. I doubt people are walking up to those things and putting 8 quarters in them. So I think those machines have been phased out, which probably means a lot of people who went and bought their daily paper has also been phased out.
Well, I think a lot of that too is they're not putting the Buffalo News in there. They're putting other like smaller papers in there.
It's true.
That aren't going to cost as much. They cost also 50 cents or even just be free.
Right. Yeah. But that was 50 cents. And I'm only 31, so it wasn't that long ago. I'm not like going back into the 60s and 70s that it was 50 cents. Like a paper was 50 cents when I was in college.
I remember that. There's always times, you know, when I'm like 10 years old and going into 7-Eleven or back when it was Wilson Farms. Remember when it was the corner store? Yes. Wilson Farms.
Yes.
And going, my dad giving me 50 cents and say, hey, can you grab me a paper? So I would go in, put 50 cents on the counter, grab paper, head right out.
That's right. $2 now. And as every caller we've taken has said, it's a lot less. This paper is a lot thinner. It used to be, the paper used to be the size of college Joe Beamer. It was heavy and full of information.
It was thick.
Yeah. Now it's a lot thinner and has a lot of articles from the New York Times. This morning from Bloomberg News. And that's fine on the inside of the paper. Obviously, you're going to have national news from the Associated Press. You're going to have state news from the New York Times. I understand that. And I think anyone listening would understand that. But on the front page, when two of the four articles I can get online for free, never mind what that texter said, I went and tried it. Two articles on the front page of the $2 newspaper, I can get the full articles for free online. Didn't have to pay a dime. All I did was search the article name, and it was published in enough newspapers to where I found both of them free of charge. So at the end of the day, and again, this is my opinion, and I thank you all for the calls. I thank you for the great interaction on the text board. The last hour, the text board came to life. It was great to see. But I do think, regardless of what you say now, one person has had to text in three times that they don't have a smartphone. But I do think in 10, maybe 15 years, Monday through Saturday will be a digital-only publication. And again, I think that works in our favor. We get updated articles throughout the day. Hey, it was great spending President's Day with you, Buffalo. I hope you have a great day. If you have the day off, keep on enjoying this day off. If you're working, hey, you're almost there. It's almost noon. We will see you tomorrow. Sandy will be back. So will Tony. I'll be here too. We'll talk to you then on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.